Thank you and good morning. The investigation into the shooting death of 32-year-old Ethan Stroud, who was shot and killed during a reported violent altercation with two women at a residence in the 200 block of Olson Road in Shelter Cove, continues. The sheriff's office reports that Stroud appeared at the residence in the early morning hours on Sunday intoxicated and began to physically assault his girlfriend, who lived at the address. A second woman was also present, and Stroud assaulted her as well until she grabbed a handgun and ordered him to stop hitting the second woman. She then shot and killed Stroud as he aggressively came toward her. No arrests have been made, and the woman who shot Stroud was taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries she suffered, while the second victim refused treatment at the scene. The sheriff's office has received a $9,600 donation from an anonymous donor. The donation was made last week after the donor learned that the sheriff's office was going to purchase new tasers to be issued to patrol deputies. The donor wrote out a check for the amount, enough to purchase 8 new tasers, and Sheriff Mike Downey said in a statement that tasers are an important and valuable tool, and the generous donation will ensure that deputies will have them when on duty. The sheriff's office has released surveillance photos of a man who was a suspect in a vehicle pursuit that began near the Singley Road exit and ended in Eureka last week. A sheriff's deputy had been flagged down by a person near the Bear River Casino who reported that a man on a motorcycle had just purchased a large amount of marijuana. As the deputy checked the area, he saw a motorcyclist that matched the description given at the casino. The deputy initiated a traffic stop, but the suspect fled the scene at a high rate of speed and then headed northbound on Highway 101, where he was last seen in the parking lot at College of the Redwoods. The suspect fled the scene again, but deputies declined to pursue due to the danger to other motorists. The motorcycle was later found abandoned at Tompkins Hill Road, and the sheriff's office is asking for information leading to the identification of the suspect. Elected officials and their advisors are voicing their support for Measure 1, the statewide ballot initiative that would issue just over $7 billion in bonds if it's passed in the November election. The Water Quality Supply and Infrastructure Act comes in response to 3-plus years of ongoing drought and will have an impact on rural counties like Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity. The Board of Supervisors heard a presentation about the bond measure from Water District Board Member Bruce Rupp at last week's meeting, and local water officials support the measure because it will help rural counties better collect and store water during dry years. The month of October is Disaster Preparedness Month, and last week local residents participated in the annual Great California Shakeout Drill used to prepare for an earthquake. In Fort Bragg, residents will get familiar with their tsunami siren sound now that a monthly test of the tsunami warning system goes into effect. On the first Wednesday of each month, the tsunami siren will spool up and then wail for 3 minutes. The tests are performed to ensure the sirens are in working order because if not used regularly, they can corrode and malfunction. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the November election, we get the chance to hear from the candidates running for seats on the Arcata City Council. There are 6 candidates running for 3 open seats and 2 others facing off to fill out a remaining term. Pat Hyland is one of the candidates running for one of the 3 open seats, and he sat down and spoke with us about the reasons he is running.
I guess the real story behind that is I had people convince me that I am a typical voter, so I was basically convinced. It wasn't that I thought I was better at this than anyone. It was simply that as an overall package, I came through as someone that people thought would be a good fit on the council.
Hyland said he could be considered the conservative in the race, and he doesn't let his emotions get in the way of making informed decisions.
Everybody wants the same thing, and that's the best for Arcata. So with that as a starting point, you know, I don't think it'll always be we hold hands and sing. There can still be spirited debate, but with that as the guiding principle, and I'm a lot more facts driven than emotionally driven, I think that I won't have any real problem as far as meshing with the rest of the council.
Hyland said that the desire for the best for the city of Arcata is the path to enacting some of the projects he feels the city needs most. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.